Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lamb of God. We live to praise your name, Lord. We live to exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning, right now, Lord, I surrender myself to you. I want you to come through this morning, minister life to all of us. I want your thoughts and your will to come forth. We need you, Lord. We need to hear from you. So this morning, Lord, hide me behind the cross. I surrender my thoughts, my will, my being to you this morning for you to use as you see fit. We want your will accomplished here today in each and every life and in this house. For this, Lord, we praise and thank you, Lord. Seal your word in our hearts. Let it bring a change. Let it bring excitement and joy. Let it bring peace and insight and understanding. For this, we give you all the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I have become acutely aware of something that I guess I never really focused in on before. And yet, God's been dealing with me, and I didn't even know about it until I heard this spoken by another preacher. And it's amazing to me how we could go through and miss this, or how religion can muddle this up. How many know that the Word says we've been given everything that pertains to life and to godliness? We're going to read that in a minute. When we read that Jesus paid the price and He died once for all, and He took back dominion, He took back the keys of the grave and death and hell, and made an open show of the devil, at that moment, because of that work, everything that we need, everything that we need to walk this walk, to walk in faith, starting with the measure of faith, has been given to us. Amen? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's nothing that we lack. Let's just settle that right now. There is nothing that we lack. The power of God is in us. The only responsibility we have is to receive Jesus and then begin to grow in the knowledge and the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. Everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Now you think about that for a minute and tell me if you see anything there that would be maybe left out. Amen? Hallelujah. He has given us exceeding great and precious promises. We've been given the measure of faith, we know that, but what we sometimes lose sight of is we think that it's a growth process, and there is a growth process in our moving on in God. But what we need to understand is that there's not one thing that's been withheld from us, and there's not one thing we don't possess right now. What we need to know is that God has given us all things, and that they're now operating. What we also need to understand is there are laws that God has put in effect that even the ungodly, because they do certain things, because it is a law, they prosper in those things. Those things, their lives are affected because they're, without even knowing it, following the laws and of God. Giving to the poor, giving to others. Those are laws. If you give, you will be given back to. Amen? What am I talking about? Well, first of all, the main text will be in 2 Peter, but what I want to look at first is Romans 12:3 real quick. There's only four scriptures, but I really want you to hear what's said this morning and maybe begin to have a little different outlook of exactly who you are, and what you have in Christ. One of the things we are not is we are not seeking to get healed. How many know that Jesus, when He died, when we receive salvation, we've received an entire package. And there's nothing left out of that package. So at the moment that he died, he gave everything to us, again, that pertains to life and godliness. One of those things is we are healed by those stripes. So we're not the sick seeking to get healed. We're the healed who need to be determined to retain our healing according to the promise of God. Amen? We're saved from something to something, are we not? Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one the measure of faith." That measure of faith has been given to us, and as we read the Word, sometimes we struggle with things, but that's because I really believe we've been taught wrong. That there are some things that we have to, and you know, as we grow, they begin to function in our life. And I believe with all of my heart, as I see the Word, that we have everything that we need. Our responsibility, and where we miss it, is we don't know how to operate in it. So our responsibility is to find out how we operate in those things. Amen? First of all, the first thing we need to know is we need to find out what the promises are, what He's given to us. Would you agree? And in that, then we begin to walk in everything that God's given to us. He's given us the abundant life. That abundant life means that there's nothing that He withholds from us. Abundance. It doesn't mean a small amount. You all know the definition of abundance, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we've been abundantly giving things. We have the ability to operate in the way that God wants us to operate. As we follow God's Word and we do what we're supposed to do, we come and we hear the Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. Our faith grows and we begin to see more clearly and begin to be able to operate in the things that God has as far as healing, prosperity, daily living, our needs being met. Donna shared this morning with the tithing. Amen. God wants us to abound in things. Amen. He said His grace does abound to us. In Ephesians 4:13 through 16, it talks about, we all know this scripture. It talks about the fivefold ministry. And I just want to read it to you again because there's some things here that I think possibly we haven't focused in on. Let me back up here. I think we want to go back probably to verse 11. And it says, "He Himself gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Did you catch that? Of the fullness of Christ. "That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting." Verse 15 says, "But seeking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ." Okay? And then 16 says, "From whom the whole body is joined together, by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth in the body, growth of the body, for the edifying of itself in love." We start out and we start hearing the Word. And that begins to bring knowledge of what we are, who we are, and what exactly has been done. And in that growth, we begin to see and understand some things that God has, and exactly what it was that Jesus accomplished on that cross. What God's plan was. And His plan was to equip us and to give us everything that we need to be able to function and to live in this life, not mediocrity, not in mediocrity, but in fullness, in joy and in abundance. Amen? So everything that we need has been given to us. What we need now is to know how to operate in that. But the first thing you have to understand is that you've been given those things. It's not something you're seeking after. It's something you have already been given. It's part of the salvation package. You already have it. You're not seeking after it. You already have it. So that's the first thing we need to understand. In 1 Corinthians 12:2, it tells us that we have been freely given. It says, "You know that you were Gentiles carried away." 1 Corinthians 12:2. Excuse me. Let's reverse that. 1 Corinthians 2:12. We'll get on the same page here in a minute. It says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that we have been freely given to us by God." So it's by the Holy Spirit that comes into our life and enters our life that begins to reveal to us the things that we have. Not things we're seeking after, but things that we already have. Amen? Turn with me to 2 Peter, verses chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and our Savior and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, and as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which has been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, knowledge to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. So an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All things. I don't know about y'all, but there was time in my life when I struggled with the things that God had for me. I didn't realize that He's already given me everything that I need. It's already there. My responsibility is to learn how to operate in it and how to use it for His purposes. I'm already prosperous. Amen? Too many people focus on prosperity as just money. That's a part of it, but that's not the main focus. I was speaking to a Lakewood police agent the other night, in fact, Friday night, and we began to share. And he has a partner who he says has strengthened his faith because of his great faith. And as we began to share, he began to get a little excited. And I was excited too. I mean, you know, everybody who knows me knows that you want to talk about God, I'm right there, boy. Let's get it on. But he was beginning to see some things and understand some things and was beginning to solidify some things. And as I shared, it says, freely you have been given, or freely you've received, freely give. Right? So what we need to understand is that everything that we need and everything that God has and everything God is in us already. Doesn't your Bible say that in us dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Praise the Lord. What does that mean? That means there's not one thing that we do not possess right now. We may be a little intimidated because of the lies of the enemy in operating in that, or feeling we can operate in some things. We're not good enough, you know, but I messed up. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. And that's not the case. Jesus died, paid the price once for all. Those of us who have received that free gift now can walk in those things, and we're not seeking after things. We possess those things. What we're seeking after is the knowledge is how to operate in those things and have those things manifest in our life. Right? But the first thing we need to understand is we've already got them. We're not seeking after them. Are you with me? Or did I lose you? That should bring great comfort and great joy. That should make you excited. You know, things that you've desired as far as being able to ministry or other things, you know, ministering to other people. They're things you already possess. You already have the ability because the greater one dwells within you. Now we have to be bold enough to go out and use them. Amen? To realize. Anyway, as I was sharing with this Lakewood officer, one of the things that I began to think about, even after we had shared and he had gone home for the night, is the fact that I look back and in fact, I made this statement to him. I said, I'm a blessed man. I mean, I have $1 million in the bank, but I'm a blessed man. Health, a great family, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Amen. I've never suffered any lack. Now, what I mean by that doesn't mean there's things haven't been a little lean once in a while, but God has always come through. See? He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, right? So the thing is, we need to come to the place where we see and understand that there is nothing that's out of our reach according to God's plan and purpose and will. Amen? When we talk about salvation being a full package, being saved from something to something, that means there is nothing that God has created that's outside of our grasp or outside of our abilities to operate in or to have. Amen? Not for our selfish purposes. That'll stifle the things of God, I promise you. Some of you may have already experienced that. But He's given us the abilities and everything to be able to operate. So we need to come to the agreement with the Word of God. We said this morning that we are what He says we are, we have what He says we have, and we are going to do what He says for us to do. And we have the ability to opt to do those things. Amen? We have the ability. Amen? The biggest place where we stumble is not really realizing or thinking that there's some agenda we have to reach to or attain to get to those things or for those things to be prevalent in our lives. And it's not the case. We need to rest in the fact that Jesus, when He came into our lives and when He did what He did on the cross, paid the whole price and gave it all to us. The whole thing. Nothing we lack. Nothing we're without. Abilities, talents, again, finances, health. Amen? Praise the Lord. I don't know if you guys are already way ahead of me or if, because I'm telling you, this is good stuff. The message is not long. The message is actually over, if you want to know the truth. But the point is that we need to understand those things, and that should make us excited. But there's nothing that He's withholding from us. He said, no good thing will I withhold from you. And so we already have, and we already have the ability. So I ask myself and I ask you, why are we struggling? Why are we struggling? Why are we not resting in Him? Resting in those things? Again, we've been taught some crazy things through religion and through, traditions of men. We got it all, folks. That's the message this morning. We got it all. We got it all. We're not seeking to get it someday in the sweet by and by, right now. What good is it going to do us to have some of the things that God promised in heaven? I mean, we're going to have everything absolutely right there, and we won't even have this flesh to deal with anymore. But right now is when we need these things. Right now is when we're in this life walking and when we're dealing with trying to keep our own lives in the straight way. We do that by the Holy Spirit. It's not by our ability, but by His ability. Amen. And His co-laboring with us. Amen. And also, it's not just for us, it's for others, because we know we're not here for us. It's not about us. It's about Him. And that's why He's given us these things. So we keep that focus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's exciting. And I think once we finally come to terms with that, we come to rest in that, come to peace with that, we're going to see some things change. Maybe some things that you've been desiring and looking for a long time. Some things maybe you've seen operate in maybe other people's lives that you thought, man, I'd love to see that happen. Well, guess what? You are no different than that person. He's not a respecter of persons. And He doesn't pick and choose who He gives things to. His call, that's a different story. There's different callings, different anointings. But what I'm talking about is the things that we need to walk in this life. Again, not for selfish purposes, but to be able to give to others He's already given to us. And as we walk in it, as we begin to learn and grow, that there's nothing that we lack right this moment. And you can sit there and your mind can go crazy thinking about, but wait a minute, No. Put those foolish thoughts behind. Take those thoughts captive. They exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that enough? Do you need anything else? Hallelujah. God's good. We're not seeking after anything, folks. God's already given it to us. He's already given it to us. He's already accomplished what needs to be accomplished. Now what we have to do is rule and reign in this life and walk in those things. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you ready to do that this morning? Are you ready to go out of here knowing a little bit more, maybe even a great more, a lot more, who you are and what is yours? We're heirs. We're not only sons, but we're heirs. Amen? And if He's the head and we're the body, then everything that He has and He is flows through us. We are that body that's fitly joined together, and every joint supplies. Amen? Being able to accomplish the will of the Father. And that's for people to walk in health and prosperity. Remember the Word says, though, that we're supposed to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Amen? But we have that ability. So we need to stand in that. We need to walk in that and not let that get taken from us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's good. Amen. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Does anybody need prayer this morning? For your faith? Or for any need? Come. It's all here. It's been supplied. Amen. It flows through you. Amen. Y'all with me? I don't know if you're just so taken by the message or you just... I don't know. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Let's give Him glory this morning for what He's done in our lives. For what He's given us. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. And thank You, Lord. We thank You for revealing to us by the Holy Spirit what has been given to us, what is ours, what we possess. Not what we seek to possess, Lord, but what we possess. Make that real to us this morning. You take this message, Holy Spirit. You take these words. You expound on them. You cause to rise up in each and every person what needs to be grown in them, Lord, to accomplish Your will and for them to walk in the victory that You've set before them, that you have for them, that You desire for them, Lord. Victory in every area of their life. You said that we're not to suffer lack. We don't have to go through lack and want. You supplied everything that we need, Lord. We thank You for that this morning. Praise You, Lord. We give You glory and honor this morning. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Given everything that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we thank You for this day. We give You praise. Seal Your word in our hearts. Holy Spirit, do what it is You were sent to do, and that's reveal. Cause us to grow. Teach us, Lord, to walk in the things that we know we've been given. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.